Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Chilly temperatures this morning, down in the 20s and 30s, 22 in Southern Pines, 30 degrees in Durham. I'll show you a warm-up that'll last through the weekend and early next week.
And breaking at 8 o'clock, I'm watching some delays on 40 westbound on the south side of Raleigh. I'll show you the road you'll want to use to get to 40 this morning.
Plus, after protesters blocked traffic and caused a headache for drivers, the Durham Freeway is back open. What those protesters hoped to accomplish and how local leaders are responding.
A new U.S. jobs report will be released in the next 30 minutes. This as companies across the country are hiring for the holiday season. Coming up, what's happening in the Triangle today to recruit new workers?
Straight up 8 o'clock is the time right now on your Friday. Yay. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Another chilly start. We actually saw some people at Dick's Park. Yeah. They look like they have their dogs. The dogs have sweaters on. It's really cute.
Frosty.
You need the sweater this morning. Dogs, people, everybody needs the sweater. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner standing by with temperatures that we're seeing. It is 30 degrees in Raleigh.
It is. And there's frost on the grass there at Dick's Park and across a lot of the viewing area this morning. Our cold spot on this map is Southern Pines at 22, 29 in Goldsboro, 30 Rocky Mount, 25 in Roxboro, 30 in Fayetteville, 32 in Clinton. These temperatures are very similar to what we saw as you walked out the door yesterday morning. And right now we have a lot of frost on the lawn here in Zebulon in front of their town hall there. And the difference is a little bit more moisture in the atmosphere this morning has allowed that frost to develop. It's just as cold. We just didn't have a lot of moisture in the atmosphere yesterday. 30 degrees with calm winds this morning as you're stepping out the door. And expect to have some frost on your windshield in places. A lot of folks seeing it this morning, including our general manager this morning early. You can see that frost on the car there. Thanks for sending us that weather watcher. Just a reminder, we love to see your photos. You can post those to our WRL Weather Facebook page. It's 23 right now in Siler City, 30 in Wilson. It's 25 in Roxboro. So it's a cold start this morning. It's 27 in Irwin, 28 in Smithfield, 23 in Sanford. So again, yeah, you're going to be happy if you have the ability to bundle up. Much warmer this afternoon in the mid-60s. That begins our warm-up that lasts into the weekend and next week. I'll show you when we can see temperatures close to 80s for highs, Brian.
It is 8:02 right now, and we're following some breaking news on the south side of Raleigh. Some big delays showing up on 40 westbound as you head from the 440 split out toward Hammond Road. This is that live camera at Garner Road, which is not too far from Hammond. And on that westbound side, the right shoulder is blocked as they work to clear a minor crash. We'll take you to the camera at 40 at Rock Quarry Road, and it looks like traffic's flowing a little more freely on that camera. Latest update from the sensors, though, still indicating about an 8-minute slowdown overall between 440 and US 1. And as we zoom into that area, you can see those backups showing up clearly there, especially right around Rock Quarry Road. But then it really starts to improve now that they have all lanes open out there. With those flashing lights, though, on the side of the road, remember, you do need to move over at least one lane to give them some room to work if you can. If you're coming in from Garner or the southeast side of Raleigh trying to get to I-40, try to pick it up from Hammond Road. That's going to be your best bet to get on the other side of those backups. They are clearing. We'll let you know when everything is cleared out there. Just getting reports of a crash up on Highway 98 at Heritage Lake Drive in the Wake Forest area, and we are seeing some delays in both sides up there. Coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard, we have the usual delays and a crash getting cleared from the Durant Road intersection right now. About a 9-minute backup as you head toward 540.
All southbound lanes on I-85 in Hillsboro are now open after a crash. The lanes were blocked for nearly 4 hours overnight. Lanes reopened this morning at 6 a.m. and a WRL crew was on scene as the truck there was towed away. It appeared to be part of that crash. No injuries have been reported.
And this morning, we're hearing from congressional leaders about the protest that snarled traffic on the Durham Freeway for hours. The highway is back open to traffic this morning. Protesters who blocked the highway say they want the Triangle's congressional delegation to support a ceasefire in Gaza. The protest was organized by a pro-Palestinian group known as Jewish Voice for Peace. Their demonstration started at CCB Plaza in downtown Durham, and minutes later, they marched and continued onto the Durham Freeway. They blocked northbound lanes of the highway for more than 2.5 hours before leaving around 7:30.
Some people are willing to risk arrest in this moment. That's something that we're seeing across the country and across the world when it comes to civil disobedience.
And Durham police threatened to make arrests after declaring an illegal protest, but no arrests were made. Congresswoman Valerie Fucci released a statement in response to the protest, saying in part, "I understand and recognize that our entire world is hurting over the human tragedy and humanitarian crisis unfolding in Gaza, Israel, and the surrounding region. The current humanitarian crisis must be addressed urgently."
Protesters from a different chapter of Jewish Voice for Peace gathered outside a major transit station in Philadelphia. Another group called the Philly Palestine Coalition was part of this protest as well. Police set up barricades outside the station while those protests happened. Holidays are quickly approaching, and as costs rise, many people are turning to part-time jobs to help them get through the season. Today, we'll get new data about the state of the job market. And WRO's Kelsey Coffey joins us this morning. Kelsey, those companies that are looking to hire seasonal workers may see more of a demand this year.
Jeff, that demand is there, and this morning there's going to be a hiring event at this UPS here in Raleigh on Atlantic Avenue. Their company has 1,300 seasonal jobs available in the Triangle. October's U.S. job report, set to be released in the next 30 minutes, is a preview of the holiday job market. NC State economist Mike Walden says today's report could include what's called seasonal adjustments, a modification that accounts for seasonal hires during the holidays. Businesses are prepping earlier for holiday shoppers, hiring more staff sooner.
The holiday spending has been fast forwarded. It's not now. I think I've seen some reports of retailers saying, yeah, people were in August buying things for the holidays. So, yeah, we may actually see some businesses starting to ramp up for holiday spending.
Walden says the job market here in North Carolina is booming. We just talked about UPS hiring several people, and Amazon is too. Amazon is going to hire at least 11,000 more employees from here in North Carolina, and more than 3,000 of those people will be coming from right here in the Triangle. Today's job report will be released this morning at 8:30. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
A man is in federal custody accused of threatening to shoot and kill children in Cary. Several of those threats targeted a daycare center just a few feet from where he lives. 46-year-old Kevin Douglas was arrested on Wednesday night for cyber stalking, but bonded out before the FBI took him back into custody yesterday. Authorities say he made 9 threatening cyber tips to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. He said he wanted to shoot and kill Mexican children. Douglas was released from federal prison in 2016 after he threatened to kill someone at the British Embassy in Washington. He has a federal detention hearing in Raleigh next week.
Two people are dead this morning after a terrible crash on Highway 2427 near McDuffie Road in Moore County. This was a heartbreaking scene when the WRL breaking news tracker got there. Police say a car abruptly crossed the center line right into the path of a semi-truck, hitting it head on. We learned a 30-year-old man from Dunn and a 25-year-old woman inside a Chevy Cruze died. The highway was shut down for several hours.
North Carolina's longest-running House Speaker Tim Moore will run for Congress in 2024. Moore's advisor Paul Shoemaker told WREL late last night that he plans to make a formal announcement next week on his congressional campaign. Shoemaker says that the Republican representative has been making calls to members of the North Carolina delegation and key supporters, alerting them to his run. We knew he wasn't going to be running for re-election for House Speaker. We'll keep you updated as to when he makes that formal announcement.
The head of our nation's Department of Health and Human Services will be in North Carolina today. Secretary Javier Becerra is bringing attention to efforts to expand access to health care in rural areas and lower prescription drug costs. This morning at 11, he'll visit Granville Vance Public Health in Oxford, and then he'll visit Medical Arts Pharmacy and Medical Supplies in Henderson. CDC Director, former North Carolina Health Secretary Dr. Mandy Cohen will join him at that event.
Time now 8:09 on your Friday morning. Coming up, President Biden is visiting Lewiston, Maine today. What we're expecting from the visit as he meets with those grieving after last week's mass shooting.
And City of Oaks Marathon Weekend, it returns, and we have some road closures you'll want to know about if you're going to be in that downtown area.
And our temperatures are cold this morning, near freezing, but we do warm into the mid-60s this afternoon on our way to almost 80 degrees by Wednesday. I'll show you the big pattern change that's bringing the warmth our way.
Welcome back on your Friday morning. Look at this gorgeous view over White Lake this morning. It's chilly, but it sure is pretty. You're watching WREL News, available on Hulu and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. Depending on where you are, you might have seen some frost on the ground. That is how cold we are talking. I think it's 30 degrees here in Raleigh, Elizabeth.
It's very cold. It's just as cold as it was yesterday morning, but there's a little bit more moisture in the atmosphere this morning, so that's why we're seeing some widespread frost across the region. It's a pretty start in Goldsboro and really all across the viewing area. There's a live look at our newsroom right there in Fayetteville, Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and a pretty look at Fayetteville. We're starting to see some really pretty color out there, thanks to Katie Alonso, who's one of our morning directors. Gorgeous shot in Clayton, a little bit of green, a little bit of red. Because of these cold temperatures, we'll likely see the colors brightening up. When we reach 32 degrees, a chemical reaction starts to happen in the leaves and it brightens up the colors. So we should be seeing our peak color around here probably within the next week. 22 in Southern Pines, 29 in Goldsboro, 28 South Hill. It is a cold start, but we don't have any more temperatures like that in the 7-day forecast. Still chilly tomorrow, but not quite as cold as this morning. Beautiful tomorrow, 71. A warm day on Sunday at 72. Fairly comfortable for Football Friday tonight. Skies will be clear. Game time temperatures are going to be upper 50s, falling through the 50s into the upper 40s by the end of the games. College football, big weekend for college football. Campbell plays at UNC at noon at 60 degrees. And Winston-Salem State plays at Fayetteville State, 69 degrees at 2 o'clock, 67 degrees at 3:30 when Norfolk State plays at Central. And then Miami is playing at NC State at 8 o'clock. So a late game, temperatures will start in the mid-50s and fall into the 40s. Rain chances for the next 5 to 7 days are zero. Great for getting outside and enjoying some warmer temperatures, but we're starting to see some real issues with the dry conditions. We have abnormally dry conditions in most of our viewing area, and this pocket down to the south and west of Raleigh is now in moderate drought for the first time in a long time. Some of our southwestern counties are now under severe drought, so we have moderate to severe drought now covering 51% of the state. And when you look at the last 30 days, you can see we're well below normal. We've only seen about 25 to 50% of our normal rainfall over the last month. We're not going to see any rainfall out of this system. It continues to weaken as it heads towards Central America. It's the only thing that's happening in the tropics right now. We do see our clocks back, set our clocks back on Saturday night before we go to bed. And temperatures will be climbing almost 80 degrees there on Wednesday. Overnight lows are much warmer. So you can actually put away the coats next week, Brian.
All right. 8:15 right now, and I want to update you about some of the crashes we've been following this morning. First of all, up in Wake Forest, still have that crash with injuries reported at Highway 98 bypass or the Dr. Calvin Jones Highway out at Heritage Lake Road. And you can see some heavy delay showing up in both directions of 98 out there, so allow some extra time heading through that intersection. Good news on the south side of Raleigh, that earlier crash on 40 westbound right around the Garner Road Bridge area out toward Hammond Road has cleared. Traffic's flowing freely through there now, but we're seeing a little bit of congestion heading down toward the Gorman Street area. Overall, about a 2-minute delay showing up on that ride from 440 out toward US 1. Around the rest of the triangle, they have cleared an earlier crash from White Oak Road at Timber Drive in Garner on the south side of Clayton. That earlier crash on the Clayton bypass eastbound at Ranch Road also appears to have cleared. Not seeing any delays through that area. Seeing a little bit of a sun glare delay on the south side of Durham on 40 eastbound as you head between the 751 interchange out toward 885 as we take a look at the latest sensor readings. See about a 2-minute delay on 40 eastbound coming in from Chapel Hill. Otherwise, your major approaches into Durham are looking all right.
Happening today, President Joe Biden will meet with families in Maine who are grieving after last week's mass shooting there. Biden will be in Lewiston. That's where a gunman shot and killed 18 people at a bowling alley and bar on October 25th. The president will be joined by First Lady Jill Biden for today's visit. They will meet with families and community members, as well as first responders, nurses, and others who were on the front lines of that response.
You'll need to be aware of road closures around Raleigh on Sunday as thousands of runners will hit the streets for the 17th annual City of Oaks Marathon. The race gets started on Glenwood Avenue at 7 o'clock Sunday morning. Runners will be on Hillsborough Street and other adjacent streets. WREL is a proud community partner of the event. Jeff will be there emceeing the event along with Allie Ingersoll.
Passengers on board the Alaska Airlines flight that was diverted due to the actions of an off-duty pilot have filed a class action lawsuit now. We are talking about the pilot, Joseph Emerson, who allegedly tried to cut the jet engines off. Now, after the incident, he told police he had taken psychedelic mushrooms days before and hadn't slept in 40 hours. Now, three passengers are calling for the airline and its affiliate, Horizon Air, to create a more rigorous pre-flight screening for pilots, as well as an explanation from the airline about this incident.
Children's hospitals are preparing for a surge in admissions for RSV, and the vaccine to protect babies from the virus is in short supply. The CDC is urging pediatricians to ration the drug and prioritize infants with high risk for complications. Dr. Ben Mears is a pediatrician at Raleigh Children and Adolescents Medicine, and he explains that the shortage, what it'll mean for RSV season.
There's no reason to think it would be worse, but it'll just be as bad as it usually is, which is, you know, not good.
Pediatricians say that RSV is the leading cause of hospitalization for children under one.
A few sodas and sports drinks may soon need an ingredient change. The FDA may ban a chemical called brominated vegetable oil, BVO. The chemical is used in some drinks to prevent citrus flavors from separating and floating to the top. The FDA says it is no longer considered safe. California's governor signed a bill last month banning the sale of foods that have certain chemicals, including BVO.
And the man accused of killing rap legend Tupac Shakur has entered a not guilty plea. 60-year-old Dwayne Davis, also known as Keefe D, appeared at a Las Vegas courtroom yesterday. He was arraigned on a charge of murder with use of a deadly weapon and a gang-related homicide. Prosecutors say that he orchestrated the shooting that killed Shakur back in 1996. Davis told the judge that he cannot afford a lawyer, so the court appointed him a public defender.
Shaw University is introducing its new chief of campus police to students. Vernon Siders Jr. started October 23rd. Siders previously worked with the New York Police Department and the Davidson Police Department in North Carolina. He says his experience in the wake of 9/11 made him focus on community-oriented policing that he has carried into Davidson and now on to Shaw. Chief Siders spent his first day on the job walking around campus, introducing himself to students.
Time to set your clocks back 1 hour this weekend, ending daylight saving time. A recent High Point University study found the majority of North Carolinians would rather pick one time and just stick with it. The time change started in the U.S. back in 1918 to take advantage of extra daylight. Doctors say that time change can literally give people a headache.
Between 11 or 12 and 2 o'clock is when most of our hormones are secreted. So if people's sleep is thrown off, hormones are thrown off, that's going more likely to trigger migraines, especially in females.
And experts say make sure you have headache medications at your side if you suffer from migraines. Also, not changing your sleep pattern, getting exercise, spending time outside in the morning, and light therapy can be helpful strategies during this time change.
Clean energy is taking center stage in North Carolina. Governor Roy Cooper spoke at the Making Energy Work Conference yesterday in Raleigh. He stressed that more renewable energy on the grid could make customers' bills cheaper. And he says sustainable business growth is supporting the state's bottom line.
We want to train this workforce and create an ecosystem of great clean energy workers. And in fact, we're working every day on that, because we know that workforce is one of the most, if not the most important issue that CEOs are looking at right now.
The clean energy economy employs more than 100,000 workers in the state. Developers have invested more than $68 billion over the past 15 years from companies including VinFast.
This week, 10 veterans in Fayetteville will get help repairing their homes. It's part of Fayetteville Area Habitat for Humanity Veteran Build 2023 event. Veterans, active duty soldiers, and civilians will come together to build and repair these homes. There will be an opening ceremony at 9 o'clock this morning on Kirkland Drive, and that's where some of the homes being repaired are located.
Consumers in the U.S. may be struggling financially, but experts believe we'll still hit a record in holiday shopping spending. National Retail Federation projects sales this month and next will rise 3 to 4% from last year. That means sales in these next 2 months would be between $957.3 billion and $966.6 billion. The highest on record. That group says the rise would still be at a slower pace than expected. Nike is taking steps in the right direction for parents. The company now has a shoe designed to help toddlers learn to walk. It's called the Nike Swoosh One. Nike says this early walker shoe is the first Nike kids shoe to get the American Podiatric Medical Association seal of acceptance. According to Nike's website, the Nike Swoosh One promotes natural gait development, which it says is important for early walkers. The shoe releases in sizes 3C through 7C for just $62, Michelle.
So cute. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, Saturday is going to be beautiful in Fayetteville. It's going to be beautiful everywhere. But why not come out to this year's Veterans Day Parade? It starts at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning and runs along Hay Street in downtown. WREL's Gilbert Bays will be the MC, and WREL is a proud sponsor of the event. If you can't make it, you can watch the parade live on WREL.com.
Plus, a headache for drivers during rush hour as protesters block the Durham Freeway. How local members of Congress are responding to their calls.
And Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Tel Aviv today meeting with Israeli officials. We'll tell you what he's trying to accomplish.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Friday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. Another chilly start for us, but it's beautiful out there. Meteorologist Elizabeth Garner with a live look over Sanford. Gorgeous blue skies.
So pretty out here, and it's a frosty start. No matter where you are, you're probably finding some frost on your windshield or on the grass this morning. We have more moisture in the atmosphere than we did yesterday, but temperatures are about the same. It's 22 in Southern Pines, 27 in Lewisburg and Tarboro, 28 in Irwin, 30 degrees right now in Rocky Mount. Exercise planner, it was pretty chilly this morning, but a mild afternoon with mid-60s, a little warmer than yesterday. Our temperatures will climb into the 70s for highs over the weekend, Brian.
Here at 827, some new information. We have reports of a crash on 40 westbound in West Raleigh between the Chapel Hill Road area heading out toward the Trinity Road Bridge and Wade Avenue. I'm not seeing any big delays right now. Maybe about a two-minute backup overall from US 1 to Wade Avenue. And then once you head out from there toward the airport, not seeing big backups at this point between Wade Avenue and 540. I'll watch that for you and let you know how that's developing. Also in Wake Forest, watch for an earlier crash on the 98 bypass or Dr. Calvin Jones Highway out at Heritage Lake Road. Still seeing some backups on the sensors.
Thank you, Brian. Anti-war protesters blocked traffic on NC 147 in Durham in an effort to get their voices heard. They want the Triangle's congressional delegation to support a ceasefire in Gaza. They blocked northbound lanes of the highway for more than 2.5 hours before leaving around 7:30 last night. And North Carolina's longest-running House Speaker Tim Moore will run for Congress in 2024. Moore's advisor told WREL late last night he plans to make a formal announcement next week on his congressional campaign. We knew he wasn't seeking re-election for House Speaker. Next on Fox 50, another chilly morning in the Triangle, but it won't last long. Elizabeth has your weekend outlook.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WREL News, coverage you can count on.
It's a cold start this morning. Temperatures in the low 20s to low 30s. I'll show you why this is likely to be the coldest morning that we see for a while.
Plus, after protesters blocked traffic and caused a headache for drivers, the Durham Freeway is back open this morning. What the protesters hope to accomplish and how local leaders are responding.
I'm Ken Smith here in the WREL Live Center waiting for the October jobs report that's due out in just minutes from now. As soon as those numbers drop, we'll have them for you right here on Fox 50.
And we will have that and so much more coming up for you in this 8:30 hour. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your Friday here as we get things started together. The 8:30 time frame is when we might get a little bit of a warm-up coming through here. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center. Not so fast.
Not so fast. It's still pretty chilly out there. 22 in Southern Pines, 30 in Fayetteville, 32 in Clinton. We did see just a little bump up there. Clinton was down at 30 last hour. 30 in Durham and Raleigh, 30 in Rocky Mount, 25 still in Roxboro. But Jeff, you're on the right track. We do start to see our temperatures warming this time of day, especially once we get to, say, 9 o'clock, when the 9 o'clock observations come in. They're typically showing a little bit of a bump. I keep showing this picture, but it's so perfect because we have just a lawn full of frost this morning here in Zebulon, right in front of their historic town hall. 30 degrees is our temperature officially at RDU. Our winds are light, and we're seeing frost in a lot of spots. It may take you a couple of minutes to get that frost off your windshield, but of course, as we're getting a little farther into into the morning. If your car's sitting in the sun, it may start to melt a little bit. Thanks to Joel Davis, our general manager, for this picture. Pretty thick frost on his windshield out there this morning, and that was the case in a lot of places. This is a look at the temperatures as you're walking out the door right now. It's 27 in Lewisburg and Henderson, 30 in Rocky Mount, 25 in Roxboro. We head down to the south. It's 28 in Smithfield and Irwin and 23 in Sanford. So it is cold out there, but temperatures are on their way up. We'll notice it first this afternoon with mid-60s. That's because our wind will start to shift to southerly, beginning to pull the warmth in. Still a chilly start tomorrow morning, but we have temperatures in the 70s for highs over the weekend. And I'll show you when we'll be close to 80 again coming up.
All southbound lanes of I-85 in Hillsboro are now open after a crash. The lanes were blocked for nearly 4 hours. Lanes reopened about 6 o'clock this morning. A WREL crew was on scene as a truck was towed away that appeared to be involved in the crash. No injuries have been reported. We are working to get more information on this crash.
This morning, the Durham Freeway is also back open after anti-war protesters blocked traffic in an effort to get their voices heard. Local members of Congress are now responding to their calls. Those protesters blocked the highway and snarled rush hour traffic for hours. They want the Triangle's congressional delegation to support a ceasefire in Gaza. The protest was organized by a pro-Palestinian group known as Jewish Voice for Peace. The demonstration started at CCB Plaza in downtown Durham, and then minutes later they started marching and continued right out onto the Durham Freeway, blocking those northbound lanes of that highway more than 2.5 hours before finally leaving around 7:30 p.m.
And we are demanding a ceasefire, and, you know, our elected officials have the power actually to do that, so we are asking them to do that.
Durham police threatened to make arrests after declaring an illegal protest, but no one was taken into custody. Congresswoman Valerie Fucci released a statement last night in response to the protest, writing in part, "I understand and recognize that our entire world is hurting over the human tragedy and humanitarian crisis unfolding in Gaza, Israel, and the surrounding region. The current humanitarian crisis must be addressed urgently."
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is meeting with Israel officials in Tel Aviv today to discuss ways to minimize civilian deaths in Gaza. This is video of his arrival that happened earlier this morning. His visit comes as the Israeli military says it's surrounding the city. More bombs hit Gaza overnight, leaving many sections of the city in ruins. President Joe Biden and other U.S. officials are warning Israel that the global outcry about the humanitarian suffering in Gaza could make it difficult for Israel to move forward with its military goals. Meanwhile, the House of Representatives passed a bill that provides more than $14 billion in aid to Israel.
And breaking news here in the WRA Live Center, the October jobs report just dropped minutes ago, and you see the headlines right here. In October, the U.S. added about 150,000 jobs. That's less than what analysts were expected. They were expecting like 170,000 jobs. But what this shows is that the economy actually is cooling a little bit, which could take some of the heat off the Federal Reserve, because the Federal Reserve just wrapped up a two-day meeting and they held interest rates steady. But they will be looking at these numbers, particularly in November, when the Federal Reserve meets again in December. Of course, we'll have to see how this is affecting the markets. We'll have those numbers and a look at stocks in the next hour right here on Fox 50.
And Ken, thanks for that. The head of our nation's Department of Health and Human Services will visit North Carolina today. Secretary Javier Becerra is bringing attention to the efforts to expand access to health care in rural areas and lower prescription drug costs. This morning at 11, he'll visit Granville Vance Public Health in Oxford. And then he'll visit Medical Arts Pharmacy and Medical Supplies in Henderson. CDC Director and former North Carolina Health Secretary Dr. Mandy Cohen will join him at that event.
Chapel Hill police say they have identified this man who is caught on surveillance video assaulting a customer at a bakery. They're looking for your help finding 48-year-old John Roach. He's facing a charge of misdemeanor assault. This surveillance video shows a customer being helped up off the ground after he was punched and knocked to the floor at Google Huff Bake Shop and Eastgate Shopping Center. The victim told WREL he has no idea what provoked that attack.
A man is in federal custody accused of threatening to shoot and kill children in Cary. Several of those threats targeted the daycare center that's just a few feet away from where he lives. Cary police arrested 46-year-old Kevin Douglas Wednesday night for cyber stalking before he bonded out then, and then the FBI took him back into custody yesterday. Authorities say he made 9 threatening cyber tips to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. He said he wanted to shoot and kill Mexican children. Douglas was released from federal prison in 2016 after he threatened to kill someone at the British Embassy in Washington, D.C. He has a federal detention hearing in Raleigh next week.
There are counselors on campus at Harnett Central High School after the death of an English teacher. The school district tells WREL Wendy Vance has died. They didn't say how she died. Counselors and support staff are available to speak with any student or faculty members who needs them.
We'll get an update today on the health status of a Tennessee Titans receiver after a scary injury here. Watch wide receiver Treylon Burks hit his head on the ground after leaping for a pass late in the game. He lay motionless there for a little bit. Watch his head there. White jersey onto the sideline. Hits his head. He did give a thumbs up as he was taken away on a stretcher. NFL.com reports Burks was able to walk out of the locker room under his own power. As for the game, the Pittsburgh Steelers defense held for a 20-16 win over the Titans.
Glad he's okay. And a big moment for the Blue Devils last night. There it is. Duke beat Wake Forest with a 26-yard field goal from sophomore Todd Polino as time expired. 24-21 is the final score. True freshman Grayson Loftus started at quarterback after Riley Leonard injured his lower leg against Louisville. It's Duke's sixth win of the season, making them bowl eligible for the second year in a row under head coach Mike Elko. The Blue Devils play UNC next Saturday.
8:38 right now on your Friday. Coming up, more of the Trump family took the stand in the civil fraud trial. What Eric and Donald Jr. Trump, Donald Trump Jr., have to say about the allegations against them and their father.
And the weekend is here. We have your out and about best bets from festivals to a free outdoor movie.
It's another chilly morning. We'll call it cold as you look live at Lake Gaston right now. The cold weather will not be sticking around. There's some fog coming off the water right there. Elizabeth Gardner will tell us when we can put the coats back in the closet. .42 is the time right now. We have sunny skies over Anger, not far from Sunny Skies, the old favorite ice cream shop there. But we did have some fog over Lake Gaston, and we have some frost in other areas. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center right now. You know what that means? That frost behind you there is a frost delay. No golf.
Yes. Sleep in, golfers. Yeah. It looks beautiful, but definitely in the shady spots here at Longleaf Golf and Family Club. You can look down the fairway there, and there's frost on the ground. Lots of frost this morning. We have more moisture in the atmosphere this morning than we did yesterday. Temperatures are about the same, but definitely as we look around, we're seeing frost on windshields, frost on the grass. It's looking like winter out there. 30 is our current temperature with a dew point of 27, and our temperature climbs on up into the mid-60s by this afternoon. It's still 30 in Fayetteville, 33 in Clinton. Almost everybody sitting at or below freezing still, but we hit 9 o'clock, and we'll start to see these temperatures jumping. Southern Pines at 22. No wonder there's frost on the grass. Goldsboro at 31, 32, Rocky Mount 31 in South Hill. Around town today, 64 in Raleigh, 62 in Durham, and 65 in Fayetteville. These temperatures are almost normal. Upper 60s are normal for this time of year. So we still have temperatures that are just a touch below normal. The blue shaded areas are below normal temperatures, and the yellows and oranges are above normal temperatures. We see our wind shifting gradually over the next 24 hours to southerly. That's going to help to push some warmer air in. Temperatures bounce up above normal, both for our morning lows and for our afternoon highs as we get into the weekend and early next week. Here's a look at our pattern. High pressure systems rotate clockwise. So this high has been dragging down some chilly air from Canada. That high will continue to shift eastward. Then it starts to pull in some of the warmer air from the south. And that's what helps to bring our highs into the 70s over the weekend and even close to 80s by next week. 67 is our normal high. So low 70s are just above that for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Then we climb to the upper 70s Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So we're headed the opposite direction. Now tomorrow morning, we'll still feel chilly. Look at it. 28 in Siler City, 32 in Durham, 33 in Lewisburg. Mostly looking at low to mid 30s, some upper 30s down south of Fayetteville, 37, 39 in Clinton. Again, this is what you're going to run into as you step out the door at around 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. Take a look at our morning lows. After tomorrow morning, we're in the 40s and then 50s. Our normal low is 44. And for Fayetteville, for the Veterans Day Parade tomorrow, it looks nice. You know, November can be a little tricky weather-wise, but at 10 a.m., 55 in Fayetteville, 65 as the parade is wrapping up. around lunchtime. Gilbert Bays is our MC. We're proud community sponsors. Looks like it's going to be a great day for the parade. Good running weather for the City of Oaks Marathon starting Sunday morning at 44 degrees at 7 a.m. And Jeff Hogan's running the whole thing. Jeff's hoping to be done by around 11, temperature pushing about 60 degrees at that point. Go, Jeff. Good luck. Our temperatures, of course, continue to warm through the weekend. We set our clocks back an hour on Saturday. And then look at that, 79 on Wednesday. I know at some point our temperatures are going to start to fall again.
Schrader said with the time change, I can take an hour off my time. Just back it up a little bit, right? First weekend in November, it is filled with festivals and family fun. WRL Lifestyle editor Kathy Anran has Out and About's best bets for the weekend. And we start off with the Whirligig Festival in Wilson. Hey, Kathy.
I love whirligigs. They're just so much fun. Okay, yeah. This annual event's happening Saturday and Sunday in downtown Wilson. There's going to be live music, chalk art drawing contest, a BMX bike show, and tons of whirligigs. Admission is free.
All we need is a little breeze.
Just a little breeze.
Get them spinning a little bit, right?
It'll be so pretty.
It's First Friday in downtown Raleigh. What kind of celebration can folks expect there?
Okay, this is a good one for families. Okay, bring a chair and a blanket, okay, and head out to Moore Square for a free screening of the movie Coco. The fun's going to start at about 5:30 with live music and food trucks. There's going to be a pop-up market. And at 7:30, they're going to start the screening of Coco.
You can also take a trip around the world without ever leaving the fairgrounds. Tell us about the International Festival.
Yes, it's an annual event. It's happening all weekend at the State Fairgrounds Expo Building. More than 30 cultures will be represented. Lots of holiday shopping, food, desserts, performances, and tickets start at $5.
Easy to do and lots to do this weekend. For a full list, you can go to WRL.com and search Out and About. Thanks, Kathy.
Nearly all of Ford's employees are back on the job after the auto workers' strike and related layoffs. The company has called 95% of its labor force back to its plants, but Ford says it will still take weeks to ramp back up to full production. United Auto Workers members are beginning to vote on tentative agreements with the big three automakers. Members at Ford's Michigan assembly plant have already voted to ratify their new contract. And UNC is mourning the loss of basketball great Walter Davis, who died yesterday. Davis was one of the best shooters in Tar Heels history, scoring over 1,800 points in college. He won the NBA Rookie of the Year Award in 1978 for the Phoenix Suns, and he was a five-time NBA All-Star. He was also the uncle of Tar Heels coach Hubert Davis. Walter Davis was 69 years old.
A Durham man is facing six life terms in prison for sex trafficking. A jury convicted 62-year-old Chester Wallace in July of operating a sex trafficking ring. Evidence revealed Wallace operated out of a three-bedroom rented house in Durham from July 2021 through spring of 22. Prosecutors say he preyed on homeless women suffering from substance abuse disorders. The Southern Nash High School student accused of shooting four people at the Wilson County Fairgrounds is in jail on $1 million bond. 18-year-old Braulio Fuentes Martinez made his first court appearance yesterday. He faces a slew of charges, including four counts of attempted first-degree murder. Court documents also show the gun used in the shooting was stolen from a pawn shop in Kansas City. A lawyer representing Fuentes Martinez told WRL the 18-year-old's family has faced multiple threats over the past few days and says Fuentes Martinez surrendered to police to help ease the tension in the community.
Former President Trump's adult sons say the civil fraud trial against the Trump Organization is politically driven. Both Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump took the stand yesterday in New York. They're accused of knowingly participating in a scheme to inflate their father's net worth to obtain more beneficial financial benefits, such as better loan rates and insurance policy terms. Both brothers have denied any wrongdoing.
It's a truly scary precedent for New York. For me, for example, before even having a day in court, I'm apparently guilty of fraud for relying on my accountant to do, wait for it, accounting.
Former President Trump's daughter, Ivanka, will also be called to testify. Last night, an appeals court denied her request to postpone testimony. Trump himself is expected to take the stand on Monday.
Cryptocurrency mogul Sam Bankman-Fried will face prison time after being convicted of cheating investors out of $10 billion. A jury convicted Bankman-Fried on fraud charges yesterday. His company, FTX, was once the second largest crypto exchange before collapsing into bankruptcy a year ago. During the trial, Bankman-Fried told jurors he didn't plot to steal from his customers. His sentencing is March 28th.
In today's entertainment news, a big screen action fantasy and a TV series that is all too real. Here's David Daniel with the Hollywood Minute.
You find Ryder, save Jodie's film, you get the love of your life back.
I'm not the hero, I'm just the double.
Not today, you're not.
Here's your first look at Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in The Fall Guy. All Gosling's stuntman has to do is find a missing movie star, bring down a conspiracy, and survive a film production directed by his ex-lover. The Fall Guy leaps into theaters March 1st.
Melissa's parents, they knew something was wrong. So did Sheila's parents.
Her parents called repeatedly.
Yeah.
But they felt ignored, like the police wasn't taking anything seriously.
Lost Women of Highway 20 focuses on missing and murdered women along a stretch of that Oregon road. It's one of two new Investigation Discovery series, executive produced by Oscar winner and true crime devotee Octavia Spencer.
The women spoke up. They reported the crimes, and they went largely unheard. And so this killer was able to operate in the open for decades.
All three parts of Lost Women of Highway 20 premiere Sunday on Discovery ID.
And that was David Daniel reporting. The U.S. Army parachute team is welcoming five new graduates from the Golden Knights Assessment and Selection Program. The Golden Knights Assessment Program is an 8 to 12 week program where applicants conduct around 150 to 200 jumps. The graduation ceremony will be Monday at 10 a.m. The five graduates will skydive onto Fort Liberty's parade field, and the commander will knight them.
Two popular amusement parks are coming together. Six Flags is merging with Cedar Fair, which owns Carowinds. The $8 billion deal will create a theme park powerhouse. The new company will keep the Six Flags name. It'll operate 27 amusement parks, 15 water parks in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. The merger is expected to be completed next year after shareholder approval.
Iceland Air says the newly introduced route exceeded expectations since its launch net last year. And now you will be able to take off for an Iceland vacation daily year-round. As a result, travelers will be able to book those daily flights to Reykjavik starting on May 20th. More than 70,000 people have flown the route so far.
A man visiting a California lake he has been to for 30 years wasn't prepared for what happened to him. Matt Leffers was swimming when he felt an otter bite his leg. Within seconds, another one joined in and attacked him. Leffers says it was the most terrifying experience he's had in his life.
And within a seconds, I was bit again. And then I started swimming fast, but there was the otter popped up right in front of me. And then I was bit again.
Well, he says the otters bit him at least a dozen times and left him with 40 puncture wounds. This is at least the second otter attack this year at that lake. Wildlife officials say there's not much they can do about it, really. They say otters usually don't attack people, but they do defend their territory if they feel threatened. Get ready for an NFL doubleheader Sunday on Fox 50. At 1 o'clock, it's Washington and New England. And then the second game, Dallas Cowboys take on the Philadelphia Eagles. You can flip it on over to WRL at 7 o'clock for Football Night in America. And after that, the Bills play the Bengals. That's Sunday Night Football. Kickoff for that, 8:20.
And before we head to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on that chilly weather forecast. It is going to warm up this weekend into next week. We'll also get a check on traffic next.